Eskom's threat to cut the power to the city of Johannesburg remains intact. We have not seen any evidence that shows that there's an agreement between the city and Eskom to resolve this matter and withhold Eskom's threat to cut the power. And we've also not seen Eskom retracting its PAJA process, where they asked for community members and business to comment on why Eskom should not cut the power, but also on what the people believe should be the solution constructively, whether Eskom should take over the functions of City Power or whether people must pay directly to Eskom. These are the things we are looking at. OUTSA will make a formal submission. We've also written to the minister to obtain clarity on whether the public participation process continues. That is following the media statements or announcements made by the minister saying that there was an agreement, but there's no clarity on that. So because of that, a lot of people have not participated in Eskom's PAJA process. And that is a problem because the deadline date is on the 17th of June. And we believe that the public's been misled and they haven't participated now. And we're asking the minister to extend this public participation process with at least 30 days so that people can meaningfully participate. Furthermore, we've also asked to meet with Eskom to see if there's not a better way or that we can collaborate to ensure that both Eskom benefits and the customers of the city of Johannesburg do not find themselves as collateral damage in this process. So we need to find a solution where the lights stay on. So we have instructed our attorneys to come up with legal solutions should we not get this problem resolved outside of the courts, so that we can take action to ensure that the lights remain on.